Welcome back to our NLC weekly podcast, where we are encouraged from the word of God that's preached in our services every Sunday morning. Here is this week's message.
Let's go to our scriptures, Isaiah 55, 8 to 11 from the Message. As I say, this is the word of the Lord, so read it like it's the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's go. I don't think the way you think. The way you walk isn't the way I walk, God's decree. For as the sky soars high above the earth, so the way I walk surpasses the way you walk. And the way I think is beyond the way you think. Just as rain and snow descend from the skies and don't go back until they've watered the earth, doing their work of making things grow and blossom, producing seed for farmers and food for the hungry. So will the words that come out of my mouth not come back empty? They'll do the work I sent them to do. They'll complete the... So this week, man, I'm in the presence of the Lord crying. I'm there, woo-wee, God, give me a word. I've switched off my light so that my children don't hear me crying to the Lord. And I'm there just holding myself, crying, God, give me a word for this church. God, give me a word. Then I just see the lights coming on. I'm wondering, which child is this? Disturbing the man of God in his presence. And it's my wife. And she's walking in. And I can tell it's her time to come to rest. She doesn't stop me. She just walks in nicely, puts her things in place. She takes her knitting stuff. She likes to knit too. You know, get herself ready for bed. And she sits down on the bed and I'm just there. Oh, God. Oh, God. And I'm looking on the side of my eye. I'm just like, are you going to join me or should I stop and go to another room? And I'm just there. God, just hear my prayer. So at one point I pause and I look at her and I'm like, should I move? She's like, no, just keep going. And she just keeps. And I'm like, how cold. And then she wants me here to say, I want to thank my wife for standing with me. I'm joking. I want to thank my wife for standing with me this week. She's a wonderful wife. And she does great things for me. I don't want to take away from just that moment that I needed her the most. But she's just awesome, amazing. And of course, our children and just their support. I'm so humbled to be able to represent them here and just make them proud. Amen. And of course, with all the pastors together, with Pastor Don and Miss Amy, of whom we continue to pray and stand with, believing and trusting that things are turning around, that God is taking control. Amen. So a few years ago, this is way when I was younger. I'm still young, praise the Lord. When I was really younger, I remember a lady walks up to me and my brother, and she gives us the word of the Lord. And me, I'm those guys, when you come and say, I have the word of the Lord for you, if it's not my pastors, I just am. Mm-hmm. Because the Bible says, test every spirit. So me, I'm ready for you. I'm like, what is the spirit saying? And she starts by saying, you guys are going to do great things for the Lord. And I'm like, okay, that sounds awesome and amazing. But she says, you're going to be separated. And each one of you is going to be in a different continent. I just knew that's the lie of the enemy. The devil is a liar. Get behind me, Satan. Because me and my brother never saw ourselves ever in our lives being separated. We always saw that we will do everything together. We dreamt that we'll do everything together. We'll take over the world. And man, I was just like, where? I don't know. So we just looked at each other and just shrugged our shoulders and kept on with life. Then a few years later, I'm preparing to now come lead worship, and now we had moved to Lusaka Road. And as I'm preparing, I'm in bed. I hear the word of the Lord. And the word of the Lord tells me, I'm calling you to full-time ministry. Now I know some of you would be excited that you heard the word of the Lord. Me, I cried like a small baby. I was so disappointed. I told God, I'll do anything else. Anything else except that one. Full-time ministry, me, I can't. Because I'd already been in part-time ministry. And me, I knew the Lord had called me to be a billionaire by 30. So I knew ministry and billionaire don't go hand in hand. But Pastor John last week released us and told us God can do both. So watch this space. Now, church, listen. When the Lord does lift me up, please don't say I've stolen the tithe and the money for the property we are buying. I don't know about churches these days. When your pastor is lifted up, he's stolen from the church. When he's down there, his car can't start. Well, his own prayers can't work for him. Yani, how do we satisfy you people? Yani, when I'm on the side of the road, oh, pastor, kia pastors, eh? Then when I'm driving a Range Rover, pesa ya kanisa. Well, how well do we pay them? The Lord is lifting us up. Why should he lift you up and forget us? Imagine. So when my Range Rover passes here, please just say, thank you, Jesus. If you did it for him, you can do it for me. So years later pass again. Now God has given me this word. I've come into terms with this word. I know I'm going to full-time ministry, but I'm thinking later on in life. And now when I get to connect with my wife, the first thing I tell her, hey, if you're going to marry me, just know we are going into full-time ministry. And now she's like, yeah. That's awesome. Wonderful. But in her head, she's thinking this is late on after we fulfill everything we've always wanted to fulfill. Then when we settle, then we'll be called to full-time ministry. 4 months after we get married, Pastor Don is calling me to his office. And Pastor Nelson. And they sit me down and say, it's time. It's time for you to come to full-time. So me, I'm already ready. See me, the Lord has spoken to me. I tell them, Pastor, don't even worry. Me and my wife are in check. We can start any time. But in my head, I'm like, hey, I hope my wife remembers what I told her. So I go home and I tell her, hey, so she told me, what was that meeting all about? I'm like, we've been called. Full-time ministry. She's like, hey, okay, that's wonderful. Great. And she walks off to the kitchen. So I'm like, I don't think she's heard me because the consequences of those words are heavy. So I go to the kitchen and I tell her, do you know what that means? That means you have to quit your job. She said, "Weh, me, I'm happy for you. You can go preach the gospel. But for me, I'm continuing with my what? I'm telling like, but babes, I told you I'm going to full-time ministry. She's like, not now. Because at that point, she was at the peak of her career. Everything she had ever wanted to do, she was doing it. Now I'm there so embarrassed, I'm wondering. Now I have to call Pastor Don and tell him the yes is not a yes. So I call him, I'm like, hey, Pastor, mayday. I don't think I'm coming to the office anytime soon. So of course the pastor calls me, I join the ministry, but I'm now consolidation leader. I'm so upset with my wife. I'm like, she's been stopping me from public ministry, but pastor puts me in this pastor cell, introduces me to the other guys and say, Pastor Kevin is coming on as a pastor, but we're not going to make it public until different things are in place. So we do. Almost to a year, I'm in Nigeria with Creative Arts, and the Lord speaks to my wife. And the way she says is the Lord spoke to her in the language she understands. You know, some of you just want to hear, thus says the Lord. And you're like, yes, Father. How she tells the Lord, speak to me the way I understand. And the Lord spoke to her and gave her 2 different visions. And they were very accurate. One of them was to speak into her fear. The other one was like a fleece or a direction that she needed to give someone, and she knew this was the word of the Lord. She couldn't wait. She called me that night and said, I have the word of the Lord. I have the word of the Lord. Let's go to full-time ministry. And she quit her job, and look where we are. I want to tell you that the word of the Lord will fulfill the assignment it was sent to fulfill. The scriptures we read are to remind us that whatever God purposes to do will be done. He uses the example of something that we all know, like rain and snow. They don't fall purposeless, but their effect are felt constantly. When it rains, even in a desert, it may seem like it's wasted rain, yes? But it does bring forth something. In the larger scheme of things, the smallest thing like rain, something we take for granted because we see it all the time, can have such a powerful effect. What about what God says? Psalm 148 tells us, hallelujah, praise God from heaven. Praise him from the mountaintop. Praise him. All of you, his angels, praise him. All you, his warriors, praise him. Sun and moon, praise him. Young morning stars, praise him. high heaven, praise him. Heavenly rain clouds, praise. Or let them praise the name of God. He spoke the word, and they, there they were. He spoke it, and there they were. The word of the Lord for us this year is that we are fully. I said the word of the Lord for us this year is that we are fully. We are fully supplied. And the title of my message today is Fully Supplied. God said so. Fully supplied. Because every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God has a prosperous course. Every word that proceeds from his mouth has a prosperous course. There are three things worth noting when you read this scripture. From the Amplified Classic, it says, and it shall not return to me void, without producing any effect, useless. But it shall accomplish that which I please and purpose, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. Three things. The word of God is not useless. I need you to hear me. The word of God is not useless. It accomplishes and it prospers. So as we keep going today, understand that the word of the Lord that has come to us is not useless. It will accomplish everything that God has sent it and has purpose for it, and it will prosper us. It will do what? Prosper us. That's the confidence we should all have over this word. I know we can be overwhelmed with the situations around us. Nothing might be working right now. You might have already given up. Hang in that towel. The word, let me tell you, hang on the word. Hang on the word. It'll have an effect on whatever you're going through, and it will accomplish the task and prosper you. Simon answered, the Bible tells us in Luke 5, Master, we toiled all night and took nothing, but at your word, I will let down the net. From the Amplified, it said, Master, we toiled all night exhaustingly and caught nothing in our nets. But on the ground of your word, I will lower the nets again. From the BSB, it says, we have worked hard all night. How many can relate? Worked hard all night without catching anything. But because you say so, I will let down the nets. Number one, if we are going to receive what God has said, you have to ground yourself to the word of God. You have to ground yourself to the word of God. Whatever it is you are going through, let the word of God be the ground you stand on. Stand on it and don't move to any other ground, because they are all sinking sand. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground in sinking sand. All other ground. You need to know that if God said it, then it settles it. That's all you need to know. If God said it, Peter recognized that the word coming from Jesus carried with it the power to accomplish what he said. So he told him, at the ground of your word, based on what you have said. Remember, it's the who that he's saying. Based on the fact it is you, I will lower the nets again. When you go through scripture, the men and women of God did not make a move until the word of God came forth. It's the word that moved the situation, not them. The widow at Zarephath, it was the word that moved her situation. She was having a last meal, then she dies, yes? But God sent a word, and in a moment, everything changed. God has spoken to us. Stand on it. Ground yourself on that word. It's his word that changes everything. Let me encourage you today. When you're going through something, get God's word on it. All of us get words from everyone else. And you're disappointed because someone told you something. And another person told you something and they made a promise. These are human beings. Get the word of God first. Don't move until God speaks. Sit with that word and tell the Lord,
speak to me. Open the scriptures and sit with it until something jumps up on you. I'm telling you, sit with that word until something speaks to your situation, and then make a move. Tell him, I won't move until you speak to me concerning this situation. Don't just read it for information. Get the Rhema word. The word as it's revealed, because it's revelation that releases the power to accomplish the very thing that you need God to accomplish. When this becomes the way of your life, the word comes alive and you behold his glory. We are so fast to move. So fast to move. So fast to do. So fast to be busy. Yet you don't even have a word. Then you say this thing doesn't work. What did God say? What did God say? This year, determine within your heart to take this word. And let me tell you, I just want to encourage you. This is not about tingling power touch you. Woo! Hi! Yay! I feel it. I'll read the word. This is you making a decision that I'm going to open this scripture. And this is not me saying that you just had something out of in the air and say that is God. Pastor John last year told us even the enemy speaks. And he speaks scripture very well. You need to know this is God and this is God and this is God. This is his full counsel to me. And then make a move. When I was getting married, I asked the Lord, give me a word. Because what I had in my hand, like most of us, wasn't enough to meet our need. And I know you're all Christians, so you'll say it must have been your seed. Well, that's not what me, the Lord, told me. So me and the Lord to tell me. So I locked myself in the room and I told the Lord, talk to me. Tell me what to do. The first thing the Lord said, no committee. I was like, say what, Lord, now? Me, I was raised in the era of committees, pre-weddings, zote. The Lord said, no committee. You, me, Esther, that's it. Then he said, the money that you have, give it all away. That one, I needed a fleece. I know you're looking at me all righteous, but where? There are some things that are hard to swallow. I told the Lord, give me a fleece. Give me a fleece. Let me know this is you. So I gave him a fleece and he answered the fleece very fast. And so we did exactly what God did. And let me tell you the miracles that flooded our lives. I don't even have the time. My time is gone. Woo! God came through. You know, has God ever done something that you don't even believe it's God? Because it's so big, you never thought this would ever happen to you. Okay, maybe I need to be praying for some of you. Maybe I need to shut down this word and just pray. God has done things for us that are so out of this world, Pastor John was saying, that if I told you, you wouldn't believe me. The way God speaks to me, he speaks a song. He puts a song. We're talking with Miss Rosie with the class. God puts a song in my heart. So my wife comes and says, gas imeisha. And you know gas always ends when you don't want gas to end. How many of you? You know, that's it's a trick and a thorn of the enemy that just comes to just try you every time. Just when you're cooking your favorite meal, it dies. And you hear and you have guests. Now, meko, you are so nice to your neighbor. They asked you, aki mama nani sunisaidie na ile meko yako na ukapea? So meko iko na neighbor, sisi hatuna extra, gas imeisha kaniambia, gas imei? And this song jumped into my spirit and I started singing, Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. You're laughing at me. I'm not even lying. Ask her. Toot, toot, toot. M-Pesa. Money came in. Nothing. Someone just sent me, blessed me. We bought gas. Moved on with life. I know this is the year of fully supplied. It's the word of the year. But what is God telling you specifically concerning your personal life? Sit down with that word and ask the Lord, speak to me. speak to me. Speak to me. Secondly and lastly. And Abraham said, behold, you have given me no offspring, and a member of my household will be my heir. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him. This man shall not be your heir. Your very own son shall be your heir. And he believed the Lord. And the Bible says, and it was counted to him for what? See, all of us know that scripture because it's repeated also in Romans. Abraham believed the Lord and it was counted to him for? Yeah, but I want you to go to Genesis 16, the next chapter. Because I know we lift this man and you don't relate with him because that is Abraham. Father Abraham had many sons. My second point is wait for the word to do what the word does. Wait for the word. Because Abraham hears the word of the Lord. Abraham believes the word of God. But what happened in the next chapter? Verse 2. And Sarai said to Abraham, behold now, the Lord has prevented me from bearing children. Go into my servant. It may be that I shall obtain children by her. Listen to this. And Abraham listened to the voice of Sarai. Verse 15. I shall make you great. I shall give you a son. He shall be your heir. Abraham believes the Lord, and it is counted to him for righteousness. Verse 16, someone else comes with another voice, and he listens. We have to learn to wait on the Lord's word to come to pass. We have to learn. Habakkuk says, even though it tarries, wait for it. We live in a day where waiting seems like a curse. Sindio, everything has to be instant with us. If it doesn't happen now, it's not God. It can't be. The God of the suddenly, praise the Lord. The God of the now, praise the Lord. Sindio, that's the one we want. But it's not always so. Even in my own life, there's still a word I'm waiting on. Like the Range Rover. I'm still waiting on that word. Martha says to Jesus, even himself Jesus waited. They call on him, they say he's sick, your friend is sick. Jesus waits. Even his disciples are wondering, didn't you hear the message? Your servant is, your friend is sick to the point of death. Come. He says, let's wait. So when he comes, they say, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would have not died. Imagine, this is the word made flesh speaking to her. But he listens to her and makes this response. I am the resurrection and I am the life. Whoever who believes in me, though they die, yet shall they live. The word is not useless over your situation. Even if that very thing dies, his word has the power to raise it back to life. Wait for the word. Wait for the word to do what? The word does. Even now, the word will not return to God useless. It will accomplish everything. It was sent and prosper you. So stand on it and wait for it. I hope you've heard me. This is going to change your life. We live in a day and age we do not want to be in the word. We live in an age where we have valued different words over the word of the Lord. And yet that word spoke and things came into existence. In the beginning, God said, let there be, and there was. You need to wait First of all, be grounded in that word and wait for it to come to pass. Anchor yourself in that word. Do you know what my prayer for you today is, church? Is that God will give you will help you to gain the discipline and the diligence to stay in His word. Wait on His word. Let Him speak. Let Him direct. Let Him guide you. After all, His word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. How else are we going to get where He wants us to get to if we don't have His word? Yes, it's your year to be fully supplied. But what is God saying to you specifically? Father, in the name of Jesus, I commit your people into your able hands. I thank you that this year we're going to be rooted in the word of God. We're going to be grounded. We are going to move in accordance to your word. If your word doesn't speak, we don't move. We wait until the word does what the word does. Help us not to be moved by these situations and circumstances that come to rock our boats. Help us to trust in you. Help us to hold on to you until it comes to pass. Because your word will not return to you useless. It will produce the very thing it was sent to do. Accomplish it and make it prosperous. So I thank you for your people today. In Jesus' name we pray. Come on, can we appreciate the Lord one more time?
Thank you for listening. If you're looking for a church community to be a part of, or would like to learn more about following Jesus, we would love to hear from you. You can find us at NLC Official on social media or WhatsApp on 0720-652-652. Join us next week for another message. Until then, God bless you.